And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. What is the great truth about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is that he promoted the concept of brotherly love. In John chapter 5, verse 2, John makes it clear that it's difficult to love God and not love God's children.
Right.
In the same context, it's impossible to love God, you know, and say we don't love His children. Whenever children of God suffer injustice, God is displeased. Poverty, racial discrimination, social injustice, economic inequities leveled against one segment of society by another is indication of an imbalance that makes it difficult to enjoy the fruits of the kingdom. And often it becomes necessary to use tough love to create a situation where real love can exist. Tough love acts on those deeds and actions that appear to be adverse to the idea of love, but with purpose is ultimately to demonstrate love. It's tough love that forces their parents to discipline a child going astray. It's that same kind of tough love that caused a nation going astray to come to the task.
Amen.
Sometimes tough love is disruptive. Sometimes tough love causes controversy. But it must be done.
Yes, sir.
To get the world to see what is done to the least of these, our brothers and our sisters, because God is asking us to, amen, to love everybody. John said, when we love the children of God, we love God. Even though the world hates those of different races, we know that God loves everyone. Even though the world hates those of social classes, we know that God loves everyone regardless of class or status. Bringing that to the world's attention often gets us in trouble. It's a tough love that must be done. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. promoted brotherly love and compassion for the poor to the extent of marching, protesting, and even going to jail. It was a tough love. This tough love required participants to absorb the hatred and anger of their enemy without fighting back or returning hate for hate. The perfect world that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. envisioned has not been realized yet. It is a world where men will be judged by the contents of their character, not by the color of their skin. That world has not arisen yet. We are still in a world that still belches the same hatred that it did when King was alive, but just in different ways.
Yes, sir.
Racial profiling is one of the ways. It's troubling to know that we have more blacks in prison in America than we do in college. We have desegregated our school, but we have not integrated our hearts. I ask the question, who is your neighbor? Poverty still exists in America, but no one seems to mind that this economy spending billions to rebuild Afghanistan and Iraq after we bombed them searching for two men. We spend billions there, but we won't spend billion in our own country to guarantee a decent job, a warm bed, a crust of bread to the least of these, our brethren, who is our neighbor. The poor American living in cardboard boxes, rat-infested shanties, probably feel that no one cares about them. They wonder who is my neighbor. I'm gonna be done here in a minute. The unemployed of America who have worn out their shoes, walking from place to place trying to find a job, need to know that there is some neighborly love somewhere.
Yes, sir.
Those who educate and those who are falling between the cracks of the system that put more priority on tests than classroom performance need to know that they're not alone, that there's somebody, amen, that loves them in spite of.
Amen.
Those who are victim of race-related job trouble on the job, in school, and in community need to know that there is some brotherly love somewhere.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But Jesus gave us a new commandment that took into account the Mosaic command, but with a new twist. Leviticus 19:18 says, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes, sir.
Jesus added a new dimension to that by saying, love one another as I have love you.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. This love for your neighbor as Christ loves us, that is a challenge to our neighbors more than, amen, we got to love them more than we love ourselves.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Real love is identified by the action that it prompts. God loves us, and that love prompted him to send his son to save us.
Yes, sir.
When we love, it is identified by the action we take.
Amen.
We show the love of God by our action and reaction to our neighbors. Not just those who live next door, but those of different races,
yes.
No matter who they are,
yes.
Or where they are.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Among those of faith, love for one another is shown by the willingness, amen, to willingness of the strong to bear the infirmities of the weak. Romans 15:1-2 challenge us to show love to the weak and work to please and feed each other's need. Last year, we followed a wave of violence between citizens and police across our nation. There are many who believe that Black Lives Matter is a racial statement because it seems to suggest that other lives don't matter. They say all lives matter should be chanted. Perhaps the critics of the Black Lives Matter movement could understand it better if the outcry was Black Lives Matter too. Amen. That changed the conversation.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Black Lives Matters too. Suggests that we are all God's children. Every life matters. But there's a disparity somewhere. We are extremely upset that some in anger are targeting police officers and shooting them indiscriminately. We are upset over the loss of life of police officers in Dallas and Baton Rouge and other places. We are upset when the lives of our children are taken by terrorists in France, the LGBTQ community attacked in Florida, or the lives of the tourists are taken in Munich. Our hearts ache for them because we love, amen, everyone, and all lives matter. I believe the lyrics of the children's song that says it best. Jesus loved the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white. They are precious in his sight. Jesus loved the little children of the world. As I close, we should remember that every person matters to God, and he loved them all. Jesus was often criticized for wasting time associating with people who did not matter to the general society. He was criticized for associating with publicans and sinners, because in the scheme of God's plan for Israel, they didn't matter. But Jesus loved them. However, when he chose to have an audience with the rich and the powerful as well as sinners, it seemed to say sinners matters too.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
When he openly held a conversation with the woman at the well who had been dismissed by the community because she had trouble keeping husbands, he made a statement, divorcees matters too. He loved them as well. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of his garment, and he stopped and noticed her touch. She had nothing to offer him, but the fact that he acknowledged her touch said, amen, people with issues matters too.
Amen.
I don't know if you got any issues, but I have some myself. We got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. When Zacchaeus, a short man, tried to see Jesus by climbing up a sycamore tree, he told him to come down, and he spent the evening with him. That made a statement. People who were out on a limb, amen, he loved them, amen, and they count too. When he hung out on the cross and told the repentant thief, today you will be with me in paradise, he made it clear that even the lives of criminals and thieves matters too. We got to show them some neighborly love as well. Even the Roman guard who beat him and took his life on the cross mattered to him, because he said in a dying breath, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The lives of the soldiers who were policing the street of Jerusalem mattered too. We need to learn to love everyone like we love ourselves. Amen. Each person who came in contact with the Savior left feeling that they mattered in the sight of God and that he loved them all. Can we say that today? Who is your neighbor? Amen. I'm reminded of a man, amen, when I was working, amen, at the post office. He would come in every morning and he would say, hi, neighbor. Amen. How you doing this morning, neighbor? And he said that to everybody, over and over. You come in and say, hi, neighbor. Amen. And I used to think about, why is he calling everybody neighbor? Amen. But that's what we ought to do. We ought to look at them as our neighbor.
Amen.
Not the person just living next door. Amen. But every person that you meet is your neighbor. Our love should lead us to help the poor. Our love should lead us to help the weak and the distressed. Our love should lead us to help the battered women and abused children and the homeless in our community. If our community is to be a great community and our city is to be a great city, we need to learn how to love one another as God has commanded us.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Regardless of color, Christ gave his life so that those who choose to believe could have a chance to eternal life. Even those who are rejected and ill-treated, because he loves us all. Thank you.